Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, Ireland has spent decades building talent for multinational success, and AI now presents an opportunity to turn that expertise into Irish-owned businesses. The question is whether we choose to seize it. This is the perspective of who I'm joined now in studio with, namely Tadhg Gairy, founder of CoreOS. First off, Tadhg, you posed that our relationships with multinational corporations has always been misunderstood. Will you tell me about that, please?
Yeah, I think for us, if you go back and look at why we pushed and brought in such amazing companies over the last 30, 40 years. It came from a real period of need in, you know, 1970s and 1980s, and that has completely served Ireland and you know, its population really well. For me, I guess the perspective I'd come with it is that it's almost a rented prosperity. And again, it's not a binary choice for me of whether we should, you know, turn our back on these companies. Certainly far from what I'm saying. But for me, I guess I come from the perspective as a founder and someone who's trying to grow and build a business in Ireland. And for me, again, it's about looking at what's the next stage of our own, you know, national competitiveness. I think there's no doubt there's a period of disruption going on with AI at the minute. And again, we've built a deeply educated workforce. And for me, it's about seeing, look, how can we look at the next 30, 40 years and try and promote our own economic independence, maybe not in lieu of these businesses, but on top of and acting complementary to them. We've hugely, deeply, vertically, you know, inspired sort of population who know these industries well. And what I'm looking at is how we can promote the next sort of phase of founders in Ireland.
If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you always have gotten, Tadhg. And where do you think the current trajectory in terms of AI is for Ireland Inc. if we don't change that trajectory?
Yeah, I think for me, it's trying to look at where our current strengths and our current strengths are that we have really highly capable people in these companies across everything from pharma, across the technology sectors, across the healthcare sectors. In the business I've built, we've worked at 250 plus businesses in the last 7 or 8 years, and there's a highly specialised workforce in this. I couple that though also with the fact that we have a really low percentage of people who are in our self-employed workforce under 20 to 29. Is I think 5.1% is the latest statistics, despite over 50% of people aged 20 to 34 wanting to start a business. So there's some gap currently that exists.
Well, is the gap that there is a really big, deep employment market out there that it's easy to say, I have this idea, but it's hard to actually execute it, not just because of the barriers that might be there, but the alternative is very attractive as well.
Yeah, I think, again, there's absolutely no denying that. When you're comparing, you know, some of the salaries on offer from these companies and, you know, 3 or 4x the median wage, it's really difficult for someone to weigh up that opportunity of entrepreneurship or starting a business, no matter what stage of life they're at ultimately. And for, again, me as an employer and other business owners like me, I found that a challenge as a, you know, self-funded business. It's hard to attract people who are ultimately in these amazing positions. And while that has been a complete net positive to Ireland, there's certainly no denying that. It's about looking at the next, you know, 10, 15 years. I think, well, you know, whether AI is massively currently disrupting the job force is or the job market is probably up for a debate, and people can point to different specifics or really specific cases to maybe illustrate their own point. But ultimately, it's about saying we're in a period of disruption currently. We have, I think, as, a country, a really good opportunity for young founders to be able to say the barriers to entry to starting a business aren't there as much as they have been.
And so is your hypothesis then that younger founders need to explore business in more detail, they need to leap into that ambition, and is AI the sweet spot in how we can do that, or is the role of economic independence for the next 10 or 15 years a different way?
Yeah, I think I certainly don't want to just be speaking to, you know, young founders, although I do think it's applicable. I do think some of the more obvious entry-based roles may start to disappear over time. Not 100% guaranteed, of course not. But if you look at some of the maybe just starting points across customer service, sales, marketing, those functions are certainly in flux at the minute of how people would initially get that step on the career ladder. So again, I would obviously very much be promoting young people to have an understanding of the tooling that's available to them, the stuff that would have taken in terms of research steps, you know, 6, 9, 12 months before can be done over a weekend now. That doesn't mean that current idea is valid and you need to drop everything to do it. You need to be obviously generally rational about your own personal circumstance. But you know, we're in a period of flux. From young people, you have an ability to at least get that initial idea off the ground a lot faster. But ultimately as well, for people maybe deeper or longer in their careers within these, you know, amazing businesses, they should, I think, have a, you know, or I would love them to obviously have a better path maybe to be pushing towards, you know, business ownership, entrepreneurship as a way for us to sort of forge our own economic independence over the next few years.
And so what do you think the government can do to make that environment more conducive then?
Yeah, 100%. Look, there's no doubt that we have already amazing, you know, bodies and institutions within Ireland, across IDA, which have done amazing, amazing work. So it's certainly not to turn our back on anything that has served us well. But for me, if I look at some of the, you know, smaller disincentives that are...
Disincentives. Interesting.
Yeah, well, I think, look, ultimately, if you're starting a business, you have 20 problems a day to be dealing with, and subtle elements within taxation, within regulation, act as a minor disincentive around different areas. So take something as simple as the employer PRSI for, you know, certain young companies. Now, while I'm not saying or advocating to wipe it out entirely, I think there's small sectors of the economy that we want to be promoting. And within that, there's elements that could support business ownership in the first place, but also in terms of your first staff being Irish, because there's a huge push, I think, within, again, founders I speak to, where while the business may be created and built in Ireland, that it's ultimately that initial first few employees are going, you know, offshore. So that coupled with stuff around maybe a relook at, you know, entrepreneurs' relief. Again, these are just small, subtle incentives to obviously change behaviour and really try and promote a certain subsector of the economy.
It sounds like that there's both the technical development here as well as the message that government can send in order to develop this. It's certainly an area that I think we'll be continuing to talk about in terms of our next chapter of economic independence indeed.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.